Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. Pastor Mike teaches Tabernacle Prayer, Part 3. This is a continuation of Pastor Mike Moore's teaching on Tabernacle Prayer. We had over 200 people come out to learn more about prayer this last Tuesday, and we'll continue our meetings at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night at Grace Family Church in the Land O'Lakes campus for the next 3 Tuesday nights. If you're in the area, I would encourage you to come. Yesterday we spoke about the gate, the brazen altar, the lampstand, and the showbread, each one representing something different to help guide our prayers. Today we press further into the tabernacle experience. Number 5, the table of showbread. They would bring fresh bread every day. This represents the word of God. God's word is the bread of life to us. Reading his promises, committing them to memory, praying for insight. You can actually pray God's words and promises into varying situations. It should be like warm bread with butter melting in our mouths. Then we must allow God to speak to us through his word. God will never speak anything to us that is against his word. We need to get a word for the day and claim the promises of his word. Most prayer is a one-way conversation, but we must discipline ourselves to listen to God. God will give us revelations, ideas, and truths. Look at Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Or for Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace for help in time of need. Or Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. So in practical terms, what does that mean to us in our prayer time? Read. You must take time to read the Word of God. Study. Get into the Word. Go deeper. Seek understanding of God, what He is speaking and what He is doing. Verbalize. Memorize the Word so you can speak it and know it. Perform. Now you must go do what the word has declared. Number 6 is the altar of incense. The altar of incense was lit by the coals from the brazen altar. Blood paid for the fire to bring us the covenant with God. Incense always represents worship. This is intimacy with God, learning and knowing God. Listen to the names of God and what they mean. Jehovah Tsidkenu, righteousness, he cleanses me. Jehovah Melechonishin, sanctifier, he calls me and sets me apart. Jehovah Rapha, healer, he heals me. Jehovah Rapha, shepherd, he leads me. Jehovah Jireh, provider, he supplies all my needs. Jehovah Nisi, banner of victory, he has defeated my enemy. Jehovah Shalom, peace. He is my peace in every storm. Jehovah Shema, there. He is there. He is with me. Elohim, the great creator. He has all power. Adonai, my Lord and Master. I belong to God. My ownership is his. El Elyon, the Most High God. He is above all and has the resources for my life. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. He is able to do the impossible. Two things in Scripture come before God as incense. One, prayer and praise. Number two, giving. What we give to God is worship, our time, talents, and treasure. God will be pleased when we give the sacrifice of our lips, when we do good, and when we share what we have with others. God responds to worship and giving. Finally, Hebrews 13:15-16. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. And then in Acts 10:4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Tomorrow, we discuss number 7, the Ark of the Covenant, the holiest of holies. Tomorrow is also our meeting at 7 p.m. at the church. I pray you can attend. I pray you start using this new knowledge to extend your effectiveness in prayer before God. I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.